Regular listeners to these podcasts know that Richard comes from the Isle of Man. But for this week's podcast on English.com, we're talking to Robert, who comes from Jersey. Is that right, Robert?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, could you first of all just tell us, where is Jersey?
Well, Jersey is the largest of a group of islands known as the Channel Islands. That's the English title. They're variously known as either les Îles de la Manche, islands of the Channel, or as a source of history, les Îles Anglo-Normandes.
Right. So they sound like they're quite near to France then?
Yes, they are situated in the Bay of St. Malo. It's 30 miles south to Port of St. Malo and 12 miles east to Granville.
Okay, but these aren't French islands.
No, they were originally as part of the Duchy of Normandy.
What language do they speak on the islands then?
Well, now of course it's mostly English. And although it's a multi-language society now, in the sense that we've got Italians, French, Portuguese, and more recently Polish, the traditional Jersey language is in fact a Norman patois, known as Jersey French.
Jersey French. And do many people speak that nowadays?
No. There's an attempt at reviving it, and they now have classes in both the elementary and secondary schools on a voluntary basis, so they're trying to preserve the language.
And are many of the young people interested in learning that language?
Surprisingly, yes. There are quite a few young people who delight in being able to talk amongst themselves in a language which nobody else understands.
Yes, I can see that would be useful. Tell me about the name Jersey. When I think of the word Jersey, I always think of the jumper, the pullover. Is there a connection with that?
A very strong connection, because years ago, Middle Ages on, Jersey was famous for its knitting. And in fact, the whole population knitted, men, women and children. Everybody knitted. And that was where the name Jersey came from.
Ah, okay. So, obviously, Jersey and the Channel Islands are quite south, then. Do you have many tourists in the summer?
Jersey had a very large and thriving tourist industry, from the 1920s onwards. But it has changed dramatically. And the advent of cheap flights to sunny places, and although Jersey is a little further south, it isn't. You can't guarantee the sunshine.
Where you can in Spain.
Where you can in Spain, and it is often cheaper to fly to Spain than it is to Jersey.
But you do have tourists coming in the summer. What's the main attraction for tourists coming to Jersey?
The main attraction, I think, and of course Jersey tourism has been plugging this, is the beauty of the island, the unspoilt nature of the island, and of course all the historic things. We have some marvellous castles, and then as a result of the German occupation, there are all sorts of interesting German bunkers, a big underground hospital, now a major tourist centre.
Mm. And there's something called the Battle of Flowers, isn't there? Can you explain what that is?
It's no longer a battle. This is a large procession of coloured floats made either of natural flowers, and they can be...
What do you mean by a float?
Motor-driven. Imagine a big lorry, and then you build a framework on it and then cover it completely in flowers.
Right.
Or you have modelled animals, all sorts of things, dancing girls, music... and it becomes a long procession along the main front road. The battle name comes from the early days when originally, at the end of the procession, everybody tore the flowers, and they were mainly hydrangeas, and they tore them apart, and the whole thing was wrecked within a matter of an hour.
Okay, and then this has developed into this.
But now it is a beautiful procession, and it is followed the next day by an evening lit procession with the same floats, but they're all lit up.
Oh, that sounds nice. And I do know that Jersey is also famous for its zoo. Am I right about that?
Yes, the emphasis is not on zoo now. This is Durrell's Park, Wildlife Preservation is the main aim.
And that's Gerald Durrell, who some people might know, wrote books including My Family and Other Animals.
And now it has its own training centre, and it trains people from all around the world. And it's had some successes in maintaining endangered species like the parrot from St. Lucia. They're very proud that Jersey has enabled them to keep their parrot, and the same for animals in Madagascar.
Right. Okay. What's your favourite part of the island? Your favourite place to go to?
Oh, there are many, many favourites, really. I think because I like scuba diving, I go to the north of the island, and there's Bully Bay. Because the north of the island is largely cliff-formed, but there's this little bay there. Okay, it's only got a pebble beach, but the fantastic scuba diving.
So you're saying
there.
It's not sandy there, then?
It's not sandy on that particular one.
Right.
You have to go to the south or to the east and west of the island to get sandy beaches.
So it's a pebble beach, but you like it because?
Because it is enclosed, and it has a great variety of fish and crabs and things like that, all sorts of things to discover underwater. And then about a mile offshore, there's a famous wreck which you can dive down onto.
Great, okay. Thank you very much, Robert. Sounds fascinating.
Been my pleasure.